Thursday, March 13th, 2008, KUOW 94.9. I'm Dave Beck. Amanda Wild is the host of The Swing Years and Beyond, heard Saturday evenings on KUOW. Every month we get a visit from Amanda, introducing us to the history behind songs we didn't know we knew so well. Here's another tune that sounds familiar. Amanda.
Hi, Dave. Does that bring up any memories for you?
I think I'm back in a Shakey's pizza parlor or something, that old-timey piano and a very familiar-sounding tune, yeah.
Yeah, the straw hat, the cane, and the striped blazer.
I could hear a male or female voice doing this, maybe with the ukulele.
And we are going to hear the lyrics to this, which really play a role in the evolution of this number called Bye Bye Blackbird. It was written by Ray Henderson. He wrote the melody. And Mort Dixon wrote the lyrics in 1926. That was the year it was first recorded by Gene Austin. Although, it's singer Nick Lucas, who is known as the crooning troubadour, who appears on the cover of the sheet music. He also had a hit with it the same year, 1926. And what's interesting about Nick Lucas's version is, unlike all the later versions of this song, and there are many from Frank Sinatra to Ricky Lee Jones, he was one of the few artists who really used the introduction. I think we've talked about this before, that songwriters, Cole Porter's a great example, wrote introductions before you really got to the hook of the melody. And most artists start off this song with the lyric, pack up all my care and woe, here I go, bye bye blackbird. But let's just, if you don't mind, throw on a little Nick Lucas and hear the song in its entirety.
Blackbird, blackbird, singing the blues all day, right outside of my door. Blackbird, blackbird, why do you sit and say, there's no sunshine in store? All through the winter you hung around, now I begin to feel homeward bound.
Nick Lucas doing Bye Bye Blackbird, the tune that sounds familiar. We're talking with Amanda Wild. And yeah, you don't hear those introductions often in later recordings. They get kind of lost to history.
And I think in this case, it really sets the stage for this song. And I've seen blogs and things about this, like, what is this song about? But it's pretty clear when you hear especially that introduction. The singer has left home. They are lonely. There's a blackbird that's constantly on their mind, and they want to make a return. And so in the second verse, they call for a bluebird, bluebird, I've been longing for you. So there's actually two birds in this song, the blackbird, which stands for hopeless days and no sunshine. Not that we in Seattle would be familiar with that. While the bluebird represents clear skies and hope, making it a perfect song for spring.
Yeah, you must always remember the bluebird. That's another song we'll have to do one of these days.
Put it on the list.
Yes. So how did Bye Bye Blackbird continue to kind of show up on the bandstand over the years?
Well, you'd think, because this is a popular song from 1926 and it was a hit, that the jazz versions that emerged from that would have emerged from that time. But really, this song got a new life in 1955. It was one of a couple of new lives that were to come for this song throughout music history. And it got new notoriety by being a centerpiece on the soundtrack of a motion picture made in 1955, but set in the 1920s. It's called Pete Kelly's Blues. Have you seen that film?
I have. This is one of those movies that show Jack Webb's obsession with jazz. Jack Webb was the guy
in the 20s.
Dragnet. It was either Cops or jazz for Jack Webb, and this is the jazz side.
And the musicians here are led by Bob Crosby and clarinetist Matty Matlock, who we're going to hear on this. We're going back to an instrumental version of Bye Bye Blackbird, but it does have this stunning introduction by Jack Webb. So here's that version from 1955, Pete Kelly's Blues.
Bye Bye Blackbird is generally a nice, easy-going tune. In this version, the boys trick the bird into a game of badminton. Gets pretty active for a while, but when it's all over, there's not a feather out of place.
Bye Bye Blackbird, a version that came out of the 1955 film Pete Kelly's Blues, and Jack Webb talking about jazz. That's classic introduction there.
You'd be surprised how many films, dozens of films, that this number appears in, Bye Bye Blackbird. And then in 1993, Joe Cocker's 1969 version was played in the movie Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And gave this a whole new life yet again. So here's Joe Cocker with another take on Bye Bye Blackbird.
Pack up all my cares and woe, feeling low. Here I go, I say bye. Somebody waits for me, sugar sweet, so as she says bye,
bye.
Bye Bye Blackbird, Joe Cocker singing that classic tune that sounds familiar as we continue our conversation with Amanda Wild. And I guess I can just see Joe sort of writhing around on the floor singing that tune.
It's quintessential Joe Cocker. It couldn't be anybody else. Yeah. So here was one of the most popular songs of 1926. Then it got this new life in 1955 because when it appeared in Pete Kelly's Blues, all these musicians started working with it. Changing it and working with the song lines and the melody. And then it got yet a new life when this movie, Sleepless in Seattle, came out in 1993. And you can hear how much it's changed over that time.
Yeah.
But I wanted to end with a version that came out, going back to Pete Kelly's Blues. This is an example of what happened after the release of that film and the song becoming finally a standard. About less than a year after the release of that film, Miles Davis, the great trumpeter, recorded the album Roundabout Midnight, a groundbreaking jazz album, and with John Coltrane. And together they played Bye Bye Blackbird, making it, at that point, it became a staple of modern jazz.
Bye Bye Blackbird, that version featuring Miles Davis and John Coltrane. Bye Bye Blackbird is the tune that sounds familiar. We look at the history behind music you didn't know you knew so well with Amanda Wild, the host of The Swing Years and Beyond, joins us regularly on the program. Thanks so much, Amanda.
It's a pleasure, Dave.
Thursday, March 13th, 2008, KUOW 94.9. I'm Dave Beck.